Good evening and welcome back to our continued learning of Hilchis Shabbos. Every Thursday night is a schus for all of Klal Yisrael, and specifically those in Eretz Yisrael, we should be zeicha this week, Eretz Hashem, to see Refuas, Yeshuas, and Achamas, and be zeicha to be makabel pnei Mashiach b'mehera. We finished last week discussing the halachas of Shal Shudas, and we're going to move on this week to begin discussing the halachas of Avdallah. Although there are certain halachas of Avdallah that are specifically geared towards women, for example, can a woman make Kiddush Havdallah for herself? Can a woman make Havdallah for others? Is there a real basis to this minig that women do not drink the wine of Havdallah? Nevertheless, we're going to begin with more of the basic halachas of Havdallah, those that are relevant both for men and for women. And as we go over the next few weeks, we'll get into the halachas of general halachas of Havdallah and then discuss those that are relevant specifically to women. The first halacha that one needs to know is that prior to making Havdallah, once one has finished Shalosh Shudas, which means that once one has benched or made an alamichi of the eight mezainis, or made a brain of fashos, once one has finished their suda of Shalosh Shudas and it's already dark, it is forbidden to eat or drink anything prior to hearing Havdallah. Similar to the halacha that we mentioned on Friday night, that prior to hearing or making Kiddush on Friday night, one is not allowed to eat or drink anything. Once one is Makabel Shabbos, the same halacha applies and Matzah Shabbos. And the reason is exactly the same. Although when it comes to all mitzvahs, once the time for that mitzvah has come, one is not allowed to sit down for a meal because Chazal were nervous that if one sat down for a meal, one would forget to do the mitzvah. But by a regular mitzvah, tasting food or definitely drinking would be permitted. However, when it came to Kiddush and Avdallah, Chazal were more stringent and said even eating something and even drinking something is going to be forbidden. However, when it comes to Havdallah on Matzah Shabbos, we are more lenient than we were on Friday night by Kiddush. Friday night by Kiddush, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, one is not allowed to eat or drink anything. However, when it comes to Havdallah on Matzah Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that one can drink water if necessary, which means if one has a parched throat and is waiting for their husband to come home for Havdallah, one has not yet had the chance to make Havdallah, drinking water specifically, not any other drink, drinking water would be permitted prior to making Havdallah. Even if one says, Baruch HaMavdil and Kodesh HaChol, nevertheless, while they may be able to do Malacha, they would not be able to eat or drink anything. And again, the only exception to the rule is water. The Paiskim discuss as well that not only water, but similarly seltzer, unflavored seltzer, also is not considered to be a chash of a drink. And therefore, Chazal allowed one to drink either water or seltzer, unflavored seltzer, prior to hearing Havdallah. Any other eating or drinking would be forbidden even after one said Baruch HaMavdil prior to hearing or making Havdallah. If one mistakenly began to eat, one did not realize that they had not yet heard Havdallah, or they did not know this halacha that it was forbidden, and somebody made them aware of this halacha after they began eating, they need to stop eating and then go ahead and hear Havdallah, and only after hearing Havdallah can they continue eating. If one made a bracha and was holding the food in their mouth and then realized, wait a second, I did not hear Havdallah, they should take a small bite of that food in order so that the bracha should not be a bracha levatallah, then put the food down, go ahead immediately and make Havdallah, and after that they continue eating or drinking the food that they had begun eating or drinking. Another important halacha before we begin discussing the actual halachas of Havdallah is the prohibition to begin doing any work that was forbidden on Shabbos, to begin doing that work prior to hearing or making Havdallah. Even after it has become dark, and it's long after Shabbos has ended, prior to one hearing or making Havdallah, one is not allowed to do any work that was forbidden for them to do on Shabbos. However, here, there is a difference between this halacha and the previous halacha that we mentioned about eating or drinking. When it came to eating or drinking, we mentioned that prior to one actually hearing Havdallah, or making Havdallah ala kais, which means over a cup of wine or grape juice, one would not be allowed to eat or drink. However, when it comes to the halacha of doing malacha, as long as one has said the words, Baruch HaMavdil ben Kodesh Lachol, which is somewhat of a nusach, it's somewhat of the text that we have in actual Havdallah without Hashem's name. One says the words Baruch HaMavdil and Kodesh HaChol, that would suffice to then allow one to go ahead and begin doing work. And this is very important, specifically, the Rama speaks out for women to know, that if women are staying home and their husband has not yet come home and made Havdallah, prior to them doing any work, they need to say the words Baruch HaMavdil and Kodesh HaChol. Although the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that they do not need to say the whole nusach of Havdallah, which means they do not need to continue and say HaMavdil and Yisrael La'amim and Yom Shvili Sheshis Me'amaseh, all they need to say is Baruch HaMavdil and Kodesh HaChol, but it is important that they say it specifically in that way, specifically in that nusach. Simply saying gudvach, or simply saying Shabbos is over, is not enough. Rather, one needs to use this lashon, this language of Baruch HaMavdil ben Kodesh L'chol, thank you, blessing the Rabbanu Shel Olam who has separated between Kodesh and Chol, as that is a mini type of Havdallah, and that would allow one to begin doing work. Another very important halacha to speak out is that on Matzei Shabbos, that leads into a Yom Tov. For example, Friday night is the beginning of Friday night's Shabbos begins. Matzah Shabbos is the first or second night of Yom Tov. And therefore, women are going to need to go ahead and light the Yom Tov candles. And there are various minhagim when exactly they light the Yom Tov candles, but definitely after Shabbos has been over, it is important for them to know that prior to lighting those candles, which are forbidden to be lit on Shabbos, they need to also make Havdalah. Now, many women will not wait until their husband comes home and begins the Suda with Kiddush, which includes Havdalah. Yakna has to include Havdalah in it. And therefore, prior to them lighting, they need to say Baruch HaMavdil bin Kodesh LaKodesh. They do not say Baruch HaMavdil bin Kodesh LaChol as they're going from Shabbos into Yom Tov, but prior to lighting the Yom Tov candles. On a Matzah Shabbos, a woman needs to say Baruch HaMavdil bin Kodesh LaKodesh in order to then be able to go ahead and strike that match, or not strike the match, to be able to take the light from a pre-existing light that has been lit prior to Shabbos. In order for one to be able to do that, one would need to say the words Baruch HaMavdil bin Kodesh LaKodesh. Now we will begin discussing the actual halachas of Havdalah. According to most Rishonim, the obligation to say Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos is one which is rabbinic, one which is only midirabbanan. It is the shita of the Rambam, however, that Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos is similar to Kiddush on Friday night. And the same way we mentioned when we discussed the halachas of Kiddush on Friday night, that it is a obligation which is midiraisa. According to the Rambam, that obligation on Matzah Shabbos to say Havdalah is similar and is also da'iraisa. Nevertheless, one needs to ensure that one makes Havdalah, whether it's dirabbanan or da'iraisa. And now Havdalah, as we mentioned, although saying Baruch HaMavdil bin Kodesh Lachol would be enough to allow one to do work, nevertheless, one still needs to make Havdalah ala kais. Even if one said Atochen Antonu in Ma'irav and Masa Shabbos, which most men will do when they daven Masa Shabbos, nevertheless, one still needs to make Havdalah ala kais over a cup of wine or grape juice. And it needs to be a cup which is properly full, a cup which is not pugum. It has all the same halachas of the cup that one needs to use for Friday night Kiddush. Now, the actual order of the way Havdalah is made is we normally begin with the psukim of Hinei Kel Yeshuasi. Those psukim are not actually part of the Havdalah and are not necessary for one to be Yotze the Havdalah. And therefore, if one perhaps missed some of those words from one's husband who's saying Havdalah, that would not be Ma'akav and one would still be Yotze Havdalah as long as they heard the actual bracha, the main bracha, which is the bracha of Baruch HaMavdil and Kodesh Lachal, the bracha at the end of Havdalah. Nevertheless, the custom is that we begin with those psukim because our psukim, which discuss a and Toiv, they talk about the greatness, the Yeshua, the salvation that we hope will come with the beginning of the week. And therefore, we say these psukim of Hinei Kel Yeshuasi, Eftach V'lei Efchad, beginning the week with psukim, with verses which talk about bracha. These psukim are only said if one makes Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, but as we'll discuss, it is possible if one missed Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos to make Havdalah on Sunday, Monday, and even up until Tuesday. However, if one is not making Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, these psukim are left out, and one simply begins with the bracha of Beirei Pri HaGafen. Once one has said these psukim of Hinei Kel Yeshuasi, after that, then we go into the order of the four brachas which are made, which the simen, the acronym to remember them, is Yibaneh, Yud, Beis, Nun, Hey. Yud standing for Yayin. First you make the Beirei Pri HaGafen. Beis standing for Besamim. We then make a Beirei Minei Besamim. Nun standing for Ner. We say Beirei Ma'orei Ha'esh. And finally the Hey stands for Havdalah. HaMavdom and Kodesh Shechol Ben Yisrael La'amim. Yibaneh is the way to remember the order that it's made. If one by mistake switched around the order is not ma'akev, which means if one switched around and by mistake said the bracha on besamim before yayin or ner before besamim, if one switched around for some reason the order of the brachas, the order would not be a problem. That would not be a problem, and one would still be 100% yotze his or her chiyuv of Havdalah. Mitzvah Shem will continue next week with some more of the relevant halachas of Havdalah. Have a great Shabbat.